It's the friendliness that always impresses me. And we've met, and we're about to meet another wonderfully friendly person who is in charge or looking after a stand, which is?
Carluccio's.
After, of course, Antonio Carluccio, the expert when it comes to matters to do with mushrooms.
Yes, yep, very true.
So what would you like to recommend my colleague here, Emma, try in terms of what would be the best way forward? Because obviously we talk about mushrooms, and we've obviously got mandarin meringues here, we've got ice snowflake biscuits, and of course we've got the things you were tempting us with to start off with.
Yeah, I think I'm going to have to recommend the panettone, an Italian Christmas classic. We do it in two kinds as well. We have a traditional one and a chocolate one. The beautiful hazelnut icing on it, it is amazing. The best you can get.
Emma, that's a major sales pitch.
Brought straight in from Italy as well, so we get everything direct from Italy. So it has been handmade there.
Are you ready for this Italian link?
I'm really excited.
Okay,
I mean,
then.
It looks really nice, so I'm going to go in.
This could be critical, as you said. Yep, this is the moment.
Oh, it's good. Two thumbs up, I think.
It's two thumbs up.
Very much. The chocolate one's even better.
How did you get involved yourself? I just wanted to avoid sort of demolishing the story because it's wonderfully put together. How long have you been connected with the company yourself?
With Carluccio's, 2.5 years.
And clearly they have a good London base as well from that perspective.
Absolutely,
so
yeah.
Reaching out into Lincolnshire, is it a case of a natural match made in heaven, really?
Yeah, we've been really good. We've had a really good reception in Lincoln. It's this part, it's the deli part, the food part that we're wanting to kind of, you know, get a bit more attention with. The restaurant does really well, but, you know, we have so much good stuff in the shop that we just want to promote it a bit more, especially at Christmas.
Sounds as though it's ideal for us to do a location report sometime. After Neil's Yard in Covent Garden, we should be featuring Carluccio's as well from that perspective. I love the decorations that you actually got, because you've also got some wonderful hanging tree decorations by Alboro Minimo.
Yeah, we've got a massive range of stuff this year, literally from the hanging decorations to the big panettones, the gift boxes. But, you know, we have boxes here that we can make up your own gift box as well if you don't want to go for the sets. So we're very versatile. We've got loads of stuff on offer.
Great. So is it nice having stuff specifically for Christmas as well?
Yeah, lovely. Because we're very proud of what we sell as well. We know all the suppliers. We know where it's come from. It's all come from Italy. You know, it's handmade there as well. So it's as authentic as you're going to get outside of Italy, really.
It's a little slice of Roma in Lincolnshire.
Yeah, so hopefully we'll do well.
Always seems a little bit crass when we're actually about to focus on the fabulous world of Rose Cottage pies to say, are there vegetarian equivalents here? But I probably will ask it in any way, shape, or form. No, exactly, that's quite okay.
I think that was an obvious one.
But delighted to speak to you, good sir. Yeah. Rose Cottage, of course, pantry since 1999.
Yeah.
Yes. So the last century.
Yes, yeah.
So how have things been going this year? And so
very good, very good, yeah.
And the range of pies presumably remains as extensive as ever.
Yes, it does, yeah.
So talk us through, what are the favourites?
Well, I think really, it's favourite, we've probably got a new one today. We've got a Christmas pie, and a game pie, and more or less all our range. Like a Huntsman is a nice pie. Black pudding's a nice one.
Any fish pie?
No.
No.
no option. No.
But of course, you also got these wonderful bags of pork scratchings.
Yeah, we're just scratching, yeah.
And obviously, they will be flying off the shelves in every sense.
hopefully. Yeah.
So how does this particular event compare with other events that you've actually attended? Indeed, you see, there we are, you see proof. Just as we're doing the interview, the pork scratchings are actually being purchased.
That's right.
You don't even have to be there selling it. You know, you can do the interview and the media stuff and people still go for it.
Yes, yeah.
So, going well?
Yes, thank you, yeah, very well, yeah.
And will you be at the other Christmas market?
Yes, well, yeah.
So will you be outside?
Yes.
Good heavens, will you be wrapped up well?
Yes. Yeah.
Emma?
Yeah, I think it's very important at the other one in the winter, the rain, so it's a bit nicer to be in the warm here.
We wish you well, and I'm sure we'll catch up with you again.
Lovely,
and
thank you very much.
May your pies continue to actually bring joy and happiness throughout the season.
I hope they will.
The classic phrase that used to be used regularly in the 1960s, 70s, and to a certain extent 80s was, well, that's how the cookie crumbles. The cookie stop with luxury handmade cookies is obviously built on that basis. But what's not to love, Emma, when you've got cookies in front of you?
I know, cookies are definitely a favourite of mine, so I'm very excited about this.
Sir, your name, please.
John Haynes.
John, the cookie shop, it looks as though it's a magnet for anybody who's wishing to actually come along and actually see magical things.
Yes, we've been doing it for around 15 years now. Everything's all handmade, hand-rolled. And like I say, I am the baker, so it's...
So what's the secret to making the perfect cookie? I mean, you've got a range here from Belgian milk chocolate chip cookies, raspberry and Belgian white chocolate. You know, is there a secret to getting that perfect cookie scent?
It is. It's getting the right ingredients together. It's an American secret recipe, which makes it nice, soft and chewy, and that's the secret.
Oh, see, I want to know the secret now. I've tried cooking my own cookies at home and I can never get it perfect. So I'm sure there is a top secret there.
I'm very impressed, actually, with the line that on your stand here you have, "Thank you for stopping." That's very polite.
Yes, it is. Yeah, we've had that slogan since day one.
Yeah.
And we call it the Anytime Treat because you can eat it any time.
Yeah, indeed.
Well, I think you've persuaded us. I will probably break into the budget and actually go for some cookies. What would you recommend Emma should actually go away with in her cookie bag today?
I do indeed. I think milk chocs are very classic, but our Christmas favourite is mulled wine.
Mulled wine cookies?
It is.
That's a really odd thing. I wouldn't have thought that worked. That's interesting.
I think I'm going to actually sort of splash out here. We'll go for the collection of a bag of six for £5, I think, Emma. We'll go for that and we'll let you make the selection, Emma, in terms of what cookies are you going to go for.
Well, I definitely want to try one of the mulled wine ones.
Okay. Just because it's... Mulled wine is up there. That's great.
What else should we go for? I think double chocolate chip because you can never have enough chocolate. And then we'll go for the classic Belgian milk chip.
Yep. Very impressed with the speed at which you're managing to bag these things. I mean, it's you know, and you're putting them all in the same bag.
Many years of practice. That's what it is.
I've spotted a caramel one, and I think I'm going to go for that.
Okay. Now we're up to number four, so two to go.
Two to go. Okay. I think we'll go for the raspberry and Belgian white chocolate. And then the lovely Belgian white chocolate and Baileys.
And I think that is the sort of the complete set in many ways, all wrapped up in a magical moment. Is there a website that people can actually find you on, or is it the case of no, yes, you've got to find various other things?
Yes, we have a website with all the details of all the different flavours we can make, and we can also do bespoke flavours for the company.
Bespoke flavoured cookies.
Bespoke flavours, interesting.
A genuine pleasure and delight. Many thanks for your time. We'll catch up with you again very soon, no doubt.
You're welcome, very much indeed, thank you.
Clearly this is just the preview night, Emma, and already I get a sense of energy, dynamism and so on. 2 days to go and the likes of Bespoke Quilts will be just brushed off their feet with excitement.
I mean, I just have to say I love the name, Bespoke Quilts, that's brilliant, isn't it?
We're speaking now to...
Jackie Seymour. I was a beekeeper, that's where the name comes from. So, and I make quilts to order.
And clearly these are quilts not just for bees, because actually they're too big for bees.
Yes, they are. I make baby size, lap quilts, cot, right up to big sizes, whatever people would like.
And even phone cases.
Yes, phone cases and pillows as well. So you've got a lot of variety.
I really like working in bright colours, as you can see.
So are these all your own creations and ideas, though?
Yes, they're all my own designs and all my own work, and I live locally in Lincolnshire.
So very much the ideal part of the Lincoln Food and Gift event from that point of view. So what is it that inspired you originally to come up with this whole range? Because, I mean, as we look at them now, you've got hedgehogs, we've got rabbits, we've got clearly sort of other more sort of ladybird designs, we've got floral designs, we've got cats and so on. What is it that effectively you sort of say, oh, right, that's what I'm going to actually work with?
I'm very inspired by the sort of countryside and creatures around me. I live in the countryside. And I am a horse owner, so I like creatures and I like working with colours, and so I'm kind of inspired by including those aspects of nature in my work.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, if we talk about bespoke, if we gave you a bespoke challenge and said, for instance, we'd like a quilt about a radio station, would you go up for that?
Yes, I can do whatever you like. You'd be surprised what I've been asked to do. I was asked to do a quilt for a baby with chemical molecules and mathematical equations. And I did it.
You can never start too soon introducing babies to chemicals and mathematical equations.
That revision done. So how long does it take you roughly to make these quilts? Because presumably a lot of work goes into them.
Yes, they are all handmade on an ordinary sewing machine. Many hours and years of experience is my answer.
So if clearly with such wonderful crafts. Do you ever get invited to give classes at craft schools, craft fairs, about how to actually go about for the complete novice making a quilt?
Yeah, I have just started doing some teaching on request, actually, because the whole aspect of craft is sort of coming back into vogue, and some people sew but don't know how to do quilts, so that's something I'm sort of spreading out into doing some workshops as well.
And do you have an online area which people can find you on if they can't get over the next couple of days to the Lincolnshire Food and Gift Fair?
Yes, I have a website and also on Facebook.
So. And presumably it is bespokequilts.co.uk?
Yes, it is, yeah.
The craft and gift fair obviously continues, the food and gift fair, and Jane Southall wasn't joking when she says bespoke rises and indeed crafts are here.
Indeed, we have come up to a stall with a variety of Christmas-themed boxes, I believe, so I'm very interested in this.
And, of course, it's also a Christmas Eve box which includes a Cadbury's hot chocolate cone, delicious biscuits, magical reindeer food, a special Santa key, a traditional poem, a candy cane, and indeed a personalised aspect as well. This is what, and we're about to speak to...
I'm Holly.
And what a name for Christmas as well. It's just clearly it's tapped in, specifically sorted for the region. Holly, share with us, what have we actually got here?
Well, here today we've got our personalised Christmas Eve boxes. They're aimed for children, but open on Christmas Eve so they can have a lovely hot chocolate with their marshmallows and what else is in there? Their chocolate chips. We've got biscuits in there. Then we've got the magical reindeer food, which they need to sprinkle outside, which helps the reindeer get to their house.
As a child, I was probably lucky if I just got a sort of a sock with a hole in it. But, you know, that's what... I mean, Emma, did...
Orange, maybe.
I mean, in Surrey, did they have such magical boxes?
No, we haven't had anything like this. So I'm sure the children of Lincolnshire will be overjoyed.
So what gave you the idea?
Well, my little boy's just turned 7. So we kind of did this for him every year. And we thought, why not do them? And we've brought our computer and everything so we can personalise them here so people can take them away today, put them away ready for Christmas Eve.
Lovely. I think that's such an important aspect as well, the personalisation, just to make your child feel very special on the day.
Sorry, I was going to say we can put any message on there, so, you know, it's not just a name, we can have Merry Christmas, or if you've got a family saying or anything like that, we can put whatever you want on it.
I'm just blown away by this whole thing. Now, there will be folk who will be listening to this who can't get to the Food and Gift Fair. Do you have an online facility as well?
We do. We're a company called Horace & Hemingway Limited, and we've got a shop in Navenby, and we've also got a Facebook page, and you can find us on Twitter, and, you know, you can find
all
us
the
anywhere.
Usual sources, which is fantastic.
Find us, you can ring us, and we can post out, or you can come and collect it from the shop.
It's just a win-win situation here. And a name check for your colleague who had no hesitation whatsoever in saying you were the person to do this interview.
Well, this is my mother-in-law. This is Julie.
Hello, Julie.
Hi.
And it's a family business. It's my grandma and my mum and myself.
And so after around about 95 English minutes of the 3 hours that have been available to us for this preview evening at the Lincolnshire Agricultural Society's wonderful Lincolnshire Showground for the 2015 Lincoln Food and Gift Fair, it's a good thing I've got a script to read from, Emma, we kind of reached a stage where we've had a little more promenade, and I've got to ask the question, Emma, what have you made of the event so far?
I think it's been fantastic, actually, and I think it has put me in the Christmas spirit. I mean, we've seen all sorts of foods, drinks and gifts as well.
We've just seen Jane actually behind. Jane, we're just going to grab you for a few seconds, though we couldn't resist. We were just saying we might catch up with you later, but it's thumbs up all the way around. We've enjoyed the experiences of the cookie man with his special alcoholic cookies.
Yes, indeed, I like the mulled wine cookie.
Mulled wine cookies, Jane.
I presume you're driving then, Alex, if she's on the mulled wine cookies.
As ever, on the case there. And I think overall, congratulations very much in order. I mean, the exhibitors seem happy. The punters are sort of wandering around in a kind of strange and bizarre way. And we almost gave one of the craftspeople for bespoke Christmas boxes palpitations just through doing the interview.
Really?
Very excited, wasn't it?
Too much excitement.
Well, it's nice to see so many people with shopping bags, isn't it, really? So they're here, and obviously, because there's really nice stuff here, isn't there, really? So they're spending.
We haven't managed to track down Chloe Middleton. We gather she might have been around as well, but we haven't seen sight of the Middleton maestress as yet.
No, I haven't seen Chloe yet, so no.
But of course, Chloe, yesterday's news, Emma, she's sort of left the holiday, never mind.
It is, we've got Charlie now, haven't we? So... Same letter, different person.
Exactly. Jane, as ever, delight. We'll see you again very soon, yeah. And congratulations once again on a superb event.
Thank you very much. See you. Bye.
So there we are, the official sort of closing of the whole sequence, summed up there perfectly by the official chief executive officer for the Lincolnshire Agricultural Society. I see Sally coming. You'd almost think it was planned, wouldn't you, really? It's great stuff there. I think Sally's obviously sort of in full force there and doing the usual social mingling. We'll speak to her again. So marks out of 10, Emma, I know we are always reluctant to give marks out of 10. What would you give this particular event?
I'm going to give it a strong 9.5. I think that's pretty good. I think if there was no rain, would have been a bit extra.